We don't know whether Israel has nuclear weapons, so that's a very odd thing for him to say, because Benny Morris has been explicitly blackmailing the West since 2008, saying, if you don't, meaning the United States, if the U.S. doesn't join in an attack on Iran, we, meaning Israel, have no alternative except to use non-conventional, that is to say, nuclear weapons. So, if I can quote him now, it is doubtful that its conventional capabilities will be sufficient to destroy the Iranian nuclear project. Then, non-conventional weaponry will have to be used to stymie the project. And many innocent Iranians will die, but the Iranians will have brought this upon themselves by bringing to power and leaving in power a leadership that will have forced Israelis to do what was necessary in order to survive. So Benny Morris, who doesn't know whether Israel possesses nuclear weapons, nonetheless says Israel will have to use non-conventional weapons, and he says many Iranians will have to die, maybe millions, maybe tens of millions, but they deserved it because they, well, that's what he said. Mr. Morris, you can laugh till kingdom come, but I'm quoting your words. For you to say we can't trust Iran after Israel's record on nuclear weapons, as even you so shamefacedly and shamelessly say, I don't know if Israel has nuclear weapons. You really don't. You advocate Israel's use of them in the event that the U.S. doesn't join the attack on Iran, but then you don't know if Israel has nuclear weapons. You're such a shameless liar, which is a sad fact. I spent many, many a week reading your books. I spent many, many a month reading your books, and to see how you have degenerated into a state propagandist and a bold-faced liar, very, very sad.